There are about 2,300 names in a typical daily edition of the New York Times. I know because I counted. Now, of course, I can't even read a newspaper without names popping out at me. Names as secret codes, as private languages, as mysteries to solve, as the opening words to someone's life story.
Alan Berliner's fascination with identity has been growing for years. At first, he decided he would make the ultimate film about names, but a survey was impossible. So he ended up building his 2001 documentary, The Sweetest Sound, around just two words. Alan Berliner.
It doesn't jump out at me one way or the other.
I can hear somebody's overbearing mother saying, Alan.
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 Not wild. I don't think of an Alan as wild.
There were many, many occasions, particularly from 1997 on, when I was being confused with other Alan Berliners, particularly this director who made a really wonderful, fantastic film called Ma Vie en Rose. And this is a Belgian director named Alain Berliner. And the problem was, still is, I suppose, that so many people who saw that film thought that I made it. First it was embarrassing, then it became humiliating that I didn't make the film, that I wasn't him. You know, I felt a lesser Alain Berliner.
Finding everyone in the world who shared his name became an obsession. It took about a year and 800 letters to Berliner families around the globe. He didn't want to assume anything about the 12 men he'd located, but he had to meet them. So he invited them to dinner at his house, and astonishingly, they came.
My name is Alan Berliner.
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 When I looked at the man, whose name is Alan Berliner, I think, what is a part of him in me, and what is a part of me in him?
Alan Berliner found that sharing an identical name indicates very little. Just about the only thing they all have in common is their favorite color.
Blue.
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 Except for the Belgian filmmaker, Alain Berliner.
I think it's pink.
Berliner enjoyed luxuriating in his own name, but it left him with lots of questions. That's what his new Minneapolis project is about. He's thought a lot about how anyone's name is a piece of compact luggage, a tiny portable space that packs all this tradition, history, religion, and pop culture. Your name probably tells a much clearer story of who your parents are than who you are.
I think that in some cases, the parents select a name that represents an ideal that they want the child to live up to.
Ed Lawson is a proud member of the American Name Society. He taught psychology at the State University of New York in Fredonia, and for over 30 years has been studying names and their influence on behavior.
In some cases, nomen est omen, that is, the name forecasts the future of the child. I would say it's certainly a very important consideration. You ought to check the sound, the rhythm, whether the first name goes well with the last name and with the middle name.
Along the walls of the Walker Art Center, Alan Berliner is using only last names. Large panels list every surname from that neighborhood in Minneapolis, but with some twists. There may be 1,500 Joneses, but Jones will only appear once. Berliner wants to illuminate the uniqueness of a name. He wants you to find yours, nestled between two unexpected neighbors.
You have Spanish names followed by Russian names, followed by Armenian names, followed by Muslim names, and so forth. And instead of looking at my own name, it was a chance to take everything I knew, all the research that I'd done, and look into names from the broadest possible perspective.
After this installation, Alan Berliner says he's leaving names behind. But these projects have made him more comfortable with some dark aspects of identity, like narcissism.
That's a good part of where names live. They are tied to ego and identity. I mean, the name is a first line of identity. It's the first line of defense that we have in terms of who we are and how we're referred to in the world.
For Studio 360, I'm Michelle Siegel.
Alan Berliner's The Language of Names opens this weekend at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Ah, yeah, I simply adore you. Here it is.